Thank you very much. Members, who's first? Councillor Snart, thank you very much.
I might have missed this, Chairman, and I'm sorry to bring it up if it is, but recommendation A, which talks about a biodiversity and impact assessment, and that's still to be agreed. Is there any in there that says that development can't start before that's agreed?
Ms. Garvett?
The legal agreement itself will ensure that provision, yes. So recommendation A secures that the biodiversity impact assessment will be provided, and the legal agreement will include that any details of mitigation will be secured as part of that legal agreement as well. So that legal agreement covers the submission and any subsequent mitigation.
Thank you. Councillor Campbell.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, once again, it's refreshing to hear of a developer who's got a heart for wildlife, wants to do these things. Do we need to put conditions on them? It says you're going to do that. You know, the wildlife corridors and putting holes in fences sort of thing. And also, Shepshire's a great place in the summer for swifts, you know, but they desperately need places to nest. Could we have some swift boxes put in, swift bricks put in the flats, please? Thank you.
Ms. Garber.
Thank you, Chair. So at the page 95-96, we secure condition 20, secures a scheme of bat and bird boxes, which were recommended from the environmental assessment, ecology assessment that was submitted. And then condition 19, as amended in the extras report, provides details of a biodiversity management plan as well, and there's also landscaping conditions, boundary treatment conditions as well that cover those issues too.
Thank you.
Bat and bird boxes were recommended, so that might include swift.
Okay, Councillor Lowe and then Councillor Savage.
It's rather an unusual application, Chair, but you know, like Councillor Campbell just said, I think it's quite nice that they're actually using the environment. I propose we go with officer's recommendation, as nobody else has yet.
Thank you very much. Councillor Savage?
I'll second Councillor Lowe's proposal to accept.
Okay, thank you. I don't see any more... one more hand. Councillor Ransom.
Because of the location, can we put a condition in that of times of working, please? Because it's quite a busy location that they actually do, like we did before, not before between 8 and 5 in a midweek to midweek, and weekends, midday, 8 till midday, and no bank holiday and no Sunday working. Because of the location, it's quite a busy road, and that would actually help, I think, for I'm thinking of the residents that live there at the moment.
Ms. Garvett?
Bear with me, I'm just checking the conditions. Just bear with me.
Okay, thank you.
That's not currently conditioned, so if you wanted to condition that, we could add that.
I think because of the location, that would have to be known this afternoon. It's quite a mainstream. If the committee are minded to, and the people have proposed it.
So it's hours of construction operation?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that acceptable by the proposer and the seconder? Councillor Lowe, is that acceptable?
If the committee's in mind to add that, I'll do so. I don't think there's any need, personally. You know, the work at the back of all the properties, so I don't think there's any need, but...
Okay, thank you. I don't see anybody else indicating the wish to speak. So before Richard cuts in on me, it's been proposed and seconded. We go with officer's recommendation with the inclusion of restricted working hours, as indicated by Councillor Ransom.
And the amendments in the extras.
And the amendments in the extras report. Thank you. Can I have a show of hands, please? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair, to confirm the vote. It was passed unanimously.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Okay, Chair, if you'd like to close the meeting.
Well, I thank everybody very much for attending, and I have noted that we need to sort out the heating.
Delegated
decisions. Usual pages of them that start on page 98 to 114. If you want more details, check on Planning Explorer. You've got all the planning numbers. But or if it's a really difficult question, go back to the officers. And other than that, I thank you very much.
Date of next meeting?
Date of next meeting is the 22nd of December. And
yes, don't forget the mince pies.
And the next meeting is the 22nd of December. And I will be trying to get the heating sorted out. I think we just need it on earlier. And I will be speaking to Democratic Services. As I say, the meeting will be on the 22nd of December, and I'll sort out the heating. And if we have mince pies, it will, I'm afraid it's likely to only be for the officers and the committee, because I don't know how many other people will be turning up. So there we are. Okay. Thank you very much.